All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we will get to your Tiger calls momentarily. I want to mix in the wings a little bit, though, too. It is. It's the biggest game of Iserman's tenure. It is a de facto playoff game. You're up 1 point on the Caps. You can handle your business. I don't want to hear about what comes up later in the week on Thursday night. None of that matters. You win tonight, you're in a command position. You lose tonight, you're in some trouble, period. Don't make excuses. Don't come up with scenario. Just win. But here's the problem. There are two things. A, I'd like to know when is the last time we had a regular season game this big? That's not the Lions. When is it? Tigers, Pistons, Wings. Last time you had a regular season game this big? I don't have the answer. I'm openly asking you in listener land. But part two of it is, why am I not more confident? The Caps have lost six in a row. They're playing timid hockey at best. I mean, the Senators had them hemmed in all over the place. They were playing the Caps have never been viewed as good, but they're playing their worst hockey of the season at the worst moment. They're coming here, and I mean, nothing says big game matchup like Lindgren versus Lyon between the pipes. I mean, this is shades of Brodeur versus Waugh. Why am I not more confident? Because I'm actually terrified of tonight.
It is very simple, I think. And it's because every time last year and this year, you thought this team figured it out, and they were a playoff team.
They hurt you.
They just fall down the stairs. Nobody pushed them. They just fell. They just tripped. And you're sitting there saying, what just happened here? All you had to do was just go out there and just keep playing that same way. Whenever the expectations got high, they couldn't rise to it.
And like tonight, you're at home. You've played better hockey. The Caps are spiraling. And yet, this would be the type of game they would dump. This would be the type of game that they would just, I don't know why. I want to believe, Kenny, feel free to jump in. I don't know why I'm not more confident.
I know why you're not confident. Is because this team basically put bullets in you during that losing streak. Too many bullets. I'm serious. Too many bullets to overcome. Because, Mike, I feel the same way.
You're nervous.
Every Wings game, that for at least the last week or so, I've sat down on my couch to watch, and I've got, here we go. Here we go again with this team. Before the game even starts, I'm upset because I think they're going to make me upset during the game.
You just described my relationship with Michigan State.
Here we go. Here we go. I see Ken and like Mick Mike, on the call. Here we go.
Like, Mike, they just walked out the tunnel. I don't care.
I didn't like their body language.
We saw them not try against the Coyotes. We saw them not try against Buffalo. We saw them in a 7-game losing streak. I think we saw that so recently that we're still in the mindset of, well, we don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Here's the other thing that's strange. I mean, if you're not following the playoff chase closely, really weird stuff. I mean, the Flyers, a 7-game losing streak. The Caps, a 6-game losing streak. The Islanders were awful. Now they've rattled 5 in a row off. It's this, the volatility between all these teams. It's like if you can just play 500 hockey, somehow you've awoken in a playoff spot.
They're playing hot potato with that last wild card spot, man. It's nobody wants it. I got it. You take it.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's like watching the hot dog race at the ballpark. Like, okay, nope, they're in the lead. Nope, now they're in the lead. Nope, now they're in the lead.
What's the last time we had a regular season game this big? Non-Lions. See, I'd love the listeners to participate. What is it?
I have one, but I feel like you're going to hit me with a chair.
No, I'm not.
Was what? It the Pistons beating, was it the Nets? No. Who did they beat to not get the record?
Raptors. Day they traded OG Anunoby.
Yeah.
That may be that, okay, I'm not going to hit you with a chair, but that doesn't qualify.
I'm just saying they didn't get the record.
That was a spite win.
Okay.
I'm talking about playoff implications. I'm talking about a game that even if you're not a huge fan of the team, you could have that game on tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That the Wings are in a de facto playoff game. That if they lose, I think it greatly damages their chances of getting in. And if they win, I think they end up in the command position. Rico, I don't have an answer. Now, if I take away what the Lions did last season, you know, is there a game somewhere in the Pistons during the faux playoff year? I don't have it. I don't have it offhand. If it's the Tigers, I mean, we just got done talking about how they haven't been remotely relevant in, what, 9 years? And if it's the Wings, I mean, you're going back almost the same amount of time. Think about that.
The series with Vancouver last year with the Wings.
You mean Ottawa? When it ruined their playoffs?
Yeah, they got in and then Ottawa beat them like 12-2 over the course of two nights. Yeah. I am asking, because again, the Wings have what they have 77 games played, so 5 games to go. Rico, end of the year. Real implications.
I can't think of anything for the Tigers.
Could it be for the Tigers, the Miggy milestone watch games when he was right there?
Now you get the chair.
All right. Because honestly, in this town, it doesn't feel like there's been a game big enough in the last, decade that
you can
point to and say that's an important game right
there. That's why it's exciting. And I think any game that's big, you do get nervous. And the nerves are a natural function of allowing what you could lose to enter your headspace.
The biggest games probably in the last 10 years, Mike, may have come from the college ranks.
That doesn't count.
No, I'm just saying, like, that Michigan-Ohio State game.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I'm just saying, that was probably the biggest where you felt like
you gotta
there's
like college
so
sports.
Much on the line here. Like, man, if you win, everything's ahead of you.
And make no mistake, this is absolutely the biggest game of Iserman's tenure. I mean, think about how much is on the line of how we're going to view the Iser plan if they win or if they lose. Because, again, I think if they lose, they're in big trouble where they're going to be an underdog to make it. If they win, minus 200. Like they are going to be in a command spot. And you know what part of me actually makes me more nervous? Here, go ahead and hit me with a chair. I hate the fact that Washington's coming in having lost 6 in a row. Because you get their most desperate
shot. Overdue.
And they just lost to a Senator team they got no business losing to. They lost in heartbreaking fashion. And I actually hate it when another team's on a long losing streak. Because whatever Washington's got, you're going to get tonight. That's it. I don't know. And again, it's two different questions. You have the, when is the last time we had a regular season game mean this much in this town? But also, are you nervous? Is it wrong that I am very nervous about tonight? And it's because Eddie Mush, a.k.a. Jim Costa, will be in the building.
He also gave a Costa lock. Yeah, what you want to see is, you know, what they did a lot. Just 53 seconds into the game, score, take a seat, everybody.
I'm worried because Costa's relax. There. I think he's a bad omen. I'm worried because this Wings team, every time I feel like...
What happened the last time he was there?
They lost 8-3 or whatever it was.
Was that the Avalanche game?
Yes. Jeez, man. He's a bad omen.
I was about to say, hey, he didn't help out Central Michigan.
This is bad, guys.
And it's not bad.
Stop talking like this.
No, it's not bad. I just think of the – will it be joy or relief if they win?
Relief. 100% relief. The joy will come when they clinch the playoffs. I will be able to enjoy myself.
It's relief on to the next game.
Right.
Anxiety,
exactly.
Still there. Yeah.
And by the way, rinse and repeat to the next game because this is exactly how I'm going to feel against Pittsburgh.
Kenny, pop another Tums.
But if they win tonight, it takes away some of the stress of Thursday. And you will all but put the caps on the outs. It is all there. So let's talk about it. And if you have an idea the last time a game was this important in the regular season for any of our local teams, not name the Lions, I'd love to hear from you. Because I'm struggling to come up with one. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.